George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Jewish Theater of Bloomington presents award-winning playwright Alfred Urey's The Last Night of Ballyhoo, an intimate Rose Fire Bay production at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center, production directed by IU and Jewish theater veteran Dale McFadden. The scene is 1939, all Atlanta's awaiting the opening of Gone with the Wind, and the German Jews await the festivities of Ballyhoo. Our guests are actors Adam Crow from Indianapolis, most recently in 1984 there, and Julie Dixon from the ISU faculty in Terre Haute, who will be playing the proud and perhaps a bit apprehensive parents of the prominent Freitag Levy family. Thanks very, very much for joining us. Julie, tell us a little bit about this character that you're playing.
Well, she's the mother to a young woman, Sunny, who is attending college in Wellesley, and she is widowed, and she is interested in gossip, and she loves her daughter madly, and those are her primary interests, gossip and her daughter.
Well said. Adam, can you tell us a little bit about your character?
Well, Adolf Freitag finds himself as the sole man in a house full of women, his sister-in-law, and his two nieces, and does his best at being the provider. He is the sole provider. His brother and he started a business, and so he continues to run the business and provide for these ladies who share his home.
Now, Julie, you've described your character as interested in her daughter and gossip. Last night set in 1939. Here we are in 2017 looking back. Do you think that parents have changed a little bit in the 70 years since then?
Yes, and sort of no. I think that one of the things that I really admire about my character is her parenting style, which is really hands-off, as opposed to Boo, who is the other mother in the play, who is really extremely involved in her daughter's life and wants to micromanage, whereas Reba sort of looks at this and goes, okay, honey, you do the thing that you think is best. And it has remarkable results. Sunny is amazingly level-headed, really smart, able to follow her heart. And I sometimes think about my mom when I think about Reba, because my mom was really so much the same way. We did things, and I'm like, I can't believe my mom never asked any questions about this. And she never did. And we all mostly turned out okay.
Adam, it strikes me that perhaps the difference between father's role in 1939 and perhaps in 2017 might be more different than the roles that Julie's described.
I think you're probably right. It was certainly a very much a time when the man was the breadwinner, and he, in this case, has a very prosperous business, so there's plenty of bread, and that's not an issue for the family, but he is the one who goes off to work and comes home in the evening, and someone has made him dinner, and he has his newspaper and his comfy chair and would very likely spend most of his time there, maybe with a radio on somewhere. He's not particularly excited about Gone with the Wind. He is focused on providing and on hoping everything, that the ladies make everything in the home work properly.
We've been talking to the pillars of the Freitag Levy families, played by our guests Julie Dixon and Adam Crow. The families are looking forward to Ballyhoo, a cotillion open to German Jews, closed to Atlanta's Eastern European Jews. Alfred Urey created an insightful look into the period before knowledge of the Holocaust decreased that divisiveness. The production of The Last Night of Ballyhoo at the intimate Rose Fire Bay of the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center, directed by Dale McFadden, takes place on December 2nd, 7th, and 9th at 7:30, and December 3rd and 10th at 3. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.